This podcast is brought to you by World Truck and Auto Body, everyone. Check them out right behind Classic Motorsports right here in Traverse City, right off of US 31 between the Chum's Corners and the Mall. Auto body and collision repair for any size vehicles, commercial vehicles, semis, RVs, motorhomes, regular cars, trucks, SUVs. They've even helped out that kid with the little flyer radio wagon and pictures in the showroom of all the stuff that they've done. They're great at what they do. That's why they've been around for so long. 26 years of experience, local owners, Jeff and Bob, great guys. Ask them about free boat rides in the summertime. They'll get a kick out of that. Sandblasting specialists. Have anything sandblasted and painted or just sandblasted ready for custom paint. Classic cars from all over Michigan come to get blasted at World Truck and Auto Body, everyone. They also do custom door work, garage doors, entryways for custom homes, free estimates, no obligations. Call Jeff or Bob over there. 231-943-9945. Stop by World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City, located right behind Classic Motorsports off of US 31, right between the Chum's Corners and the Mall. Tell them that you heard about it on the podcast. We're just about ready to drop off the wife's car over there. She's had some rust building up under her SUV, so they're going to take care of that, and the car's going to last for a long, long time. I've had work done on my pickup truck, and they're just the best over there. World Truck and Auto Body. Thank you, Jeff and Bob. Also brought to you by Amazon.com. If you're shopping this holiday season and you shop on Amazon, just click through my website. I get a little kickback on the backside. I'm going to reinvest that money into the podcast. It doesn't cost you anymore, and you can really buy anything on Amazon.com. I've got family out of town. We're going to send some stuff through Amazon. We're going to click through OmeletRadio.com. It's just a great service. I bought all of my podcasting equipment through Amazon. I wish I had the link up on my website when I bought all this stuff. Get a little kickback for my own purchases. Anyway, it doesn't cost you any more. Click through my website, omeletradio.com. Now, let's start the podcast.
omeletradio.com with your host, Omelet. Take it away, Omelet.
Melakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimaka is the wise way to say
welcome to another podcast, everyone. It's a snowy northern Michigan morning here on Thursday, the 8th, I believe it is. And we're expecting to get over a foot of snow in the next couple of few days. And this morning it is snowing out like crazy. There is a special, you know, feeling of Christmas in the air. There really is. It's Christmas time. The lights are up. I've got the tree up. We've got the outside decorations. I've made the preparations for the impending snowstorm. Gassed up the vehicles. I've got the snowblower on the front of the tractor. I've got the walk behind snowblower working. I've got the grocery shopping has been done. We're ready to hunker down here for quite a few days at the house, which is where I do my podcast. Some people have asked me, where do you do the podcast, Omelet? Right here at my house, man. I converted one of my rooms, the bedrooms in my house, to it used to be my office. It's still my office, but it's also now a podcast studio. We did solidify the Christmas party, having a P1/podcast listener Christmas party next Saturday, December 17th, starts at 7 p.m. It's at the Eagles, Airy 383 on 14th Street in Traverse City. Again, next Saturday, the 17th at 7 p.m. There's going to be a live band. It's free to get in. It's everybody is welcome. Sometimes they just most of the times at the Eagles, it's just for members only. But we are having a special Christmas party for you. And I want to get together with all the old P1s, you know, people we've been friends with for a long time. And it's going to be great to see everyone. Please try to make it next Saturday at the Eagles. We're going to dance. We're going to drink. We're going to hang. It's going to go all the way till midnight. So a big, long party for the people next Saturday. We really hope to see you. Okay, today's show is dedicated to Young Ron Brewer. Young Ron Brewer was half of the Paul and Young Ron show, which I came up through that show starting in 1991 as an intern. Ron has announced his retirement this week. I have a clip of this came very unexpectedly. Paul is going to continue the show, and a lot of people are asking me if I'm going to put my hat in the ring for that particular job as Ron retires. I don't know the answer to that question. They said I'm on the short list of people they are going to consider for that job. It's a little too new. But let's just focus right now on Ron retiring. And I want to talk about Ron as a human being and as a broadcaster. Really, one of my biggest influences as a person and as a broadcaster. Let's listen to Ron's retirement announcement. This is on Big 106 down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, where I started as an intern, became their producer, became like kind of the third banana on the show. I was there for 9 years. And this past Monday, Ron made this retirement announcement.
The truth of the matter is, after over 40 years in broadcasting, I've been given a chance to take an extended vacation. Even though I'm going to miss radio, I'll be looking for a lack of schedule, if you will. I'll have a chance to sit back and enjoy life after a very long career that's been very good to me. And I'd like to announce my future plans, but happily, I have none.
What are you saying there?
I'm saying my last day
You've been given an opportunity to what?
To take an extended vacation. Do whatever the hell I want to do. Whatever I want to do. And that's all. I'll leave it at that. But it's almost like a bucket list thing. You know, at my age, and my kids are grown, and they're doing their own thing. I just may buy an RV and travel across the country. I don't know. But the fact is, my last day will be a week from Friday, December 16th, year of our Lord, 2016. I'm done, is what I'm saying. Done. I'm not retiring, but I'm done with, I'm leaving the show. I'm leaving.
For good?
Yes, the radio show, yeah. Now, who knows what could happen in the future.
But, do I have to buy you a Christmas gift?
Not at all. Give me some more of those chocolate-covered cashews like you did last year.
I didn't give you cashews. Yeah. So you're saying to me here, because I just was jotting some notes down myself.
Yes, sir. You're not going to have Ron Brewer to kick around anymore is what I'm saying. I think Richard Nixon made that line famous years ago.
So the I'm getting a little choked up here.
Oh, no.
Well, the last Paul and Young Ron show ever?
Yes, will be December 16th, a week from Friday. So I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice to get somebody else in here if you want. Because somebody's got to inform these people. And it ain't going to be me.
I finally got you. You're just sick of me.
I've been doing this for 43 years. 26.
Do you have family money?
26 years in this market alone. I have had the opportunity to be able to do this after all this time.
So you're
I've been getting up at 3:30 in the morning for 26 years.
You don't
want to
comment on if you got some financial windfall or something.
Well, obviously, I do have some financial windfall. I mean, I'll tell you, I didn't win the lottery, if that's what you mean. But I do have a financial. Well, maybe I kind of did. I do. Yes, obviously, I've had a financial windfall.
You are done working.
If I want to, yes.
What now?
In other words, if I get itchy to work, I can always work, but I don't have
to. What about me?
You're going to have to find somebody else or just go it on your own. I've given you 26 years. I don't know what more you need, really.
It's Zippy and Duda in the morning.
I'm giving you the best years of my life.
Have you alerted the company to this?
My agent and the company have worked out this deal, yes. Our agent, in fact.
Well, I don't.
It's a good thing.
I don't know
it's
why he and
thing.
I haven't spoken about this. Did you ask him to keep it to yourself
until Monday morning at 8 o'clock? Yeah.
But do you think this would have been something you might want to discuss with me, or you don't want me to try to work my way at my magic? And
there's no discussion involved. This is how
it is. I would try
to
talk you into not going somewhere.
Yeah, I did that with Luke a couple of weeks ago.
You try to talk him into not going?
Absolutely.
And did it work out?
When's his last day?
Friday.
So what does that
so
tell you?
So you're telling me Luke is leaving Friday, and right. You're leaving the following Friday?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to throw a friggin' party.
Well, if you like, I'll leave that up to you. I think my future will be a big party.
I don't know.
That's what I'm looking
for. I don't know what
to.
We're going
to
do around here.
I'm just leaving the show and whatever I want to do.
You can't go over to friggin' Light FM and do a show against your buddy here. Christ almighty.
I will not go over to Light FM.
I'll sue your ass.
I will not go over to Light FM. I promise you that. I don't know if I'll even stay in South Florida. I may move to the Lowcountry.
You're never going to sell that friggin' house of yours.
I may keep that house.
Don't you have a kid in college and somewhere in Jacksonville and another one moving to L.A.?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll move to Los Angeles.
You can't afford to move to L.A.? Oh, I don't know
can
what
I, not?
I don't know what you do it. I don't know what you always. I always said you got family money. You're always
I don't
very
have family
weird
money.
About that.
No, I don't have family.
But you've
money
invested
either.
Well.
I can just take a nice extended break and contemplate life and what it
First
means.
First, Dr. Rich. Now this. Holy moly!
I wish you all the luck in the world, like I said.
Oh, do you? Really?
Of course
I
do.
It seems like you're wishing for my ultimate failure and demise.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Because you might have called me aside and said, hey, buddy, I'm thinking of making a move. You want me to get your ducks in a row?
You have to make decisions for your life, and I have to make decisions for my life. And I have. And I'm very, very happy to have made the decision that I've made.
Well, then I guess I can only support you in that.
Thank you.
But meanwhile, now I'm going to freak out.
Well, you're just going to find somebody to come in to
read the news. I'll just hire somebody. Just take a job.
Somebody to come in and read the news. It's not that not that difficult a job. It's just a pain in the ass getting up at 3:30.
Facebook reactions include people who are offering to sell Ron's house. I'm not joking.
People have suggested
that he go to Colorado and do the Young Ron Wake and Bake show. A lot of people are shocked. Some people have said, bring back Omelet.
I think he's available, by the way.
Yes, he is, actually.
He is. Nary Sion said, where do I send my resume? Mm-hmm. Everybody's lining up for the golden ticket.
All right, so there's the announcement, and of course I was mentioned there. A lot of people have been contacting me. Are you going to go back to Paul and Young Ron? Or are you going to go and work with Paul as his co-host? I mean, I am flattered beyond belief that people would consider me, and also that people even remember me from back there because I left in the year 2000. It's exciting. The possibility of just being considered is exciting. Next week, next Friday is their last show. They're going to do a live gig broadcast, and it would be awesome to be at that party. You know, the fact that I'm not working right now, I don't know if I should. I mean, I can sort of afford to go to Miami, but doing that for 3 days on my own dime, probably, I don't know if that would be a very smart thing to do. I don't know if the wife would be thrilled with that. But if they wanted to strongly consider me for the position, you know, they should probably fly me down. As I went a few years ago for the reprisal of the lucky butt that I did at the Florida Panthers game. Well, anyway, there's a lot of friends down there and a lot of people that remember me, and we've kept up with the relations. Shout out to Ray the Gourmet and also Unipomer. Unipomer is going through a bit of a tough go right now. Had another heart attack, and he's going to be released from the hospital today. Just sent me a text this morning. So, Una, I love you, and I wish you the best, and I hope to see you next week. I've been in touch with Paul through text messages and emails, and I'm getting him some stuff, video and things like that, and pictures for the last show. To try to help with the project, there's probably going to be a projector in the background playing video of all of their 26 years together. But Young Ron Brewer, man, let me just say this about this guy. He's a kind of a quiet guy, and he is a very nice guy. He's got a heart of gold. Sometimes he seems at first that he doesn't warm up to everybody right away. He's kind of a shy guy. And sometimes I think people misinterpret that for just being aloof. But if you keep showing up and you show interest and you really want, you really show that you want to get involved with radio, as I did back in 1991, he quickly embraced me and started giving me advice and showing me how to do things. I mean, this is when the AP wire, I don't know if people know what that is, was just coming right off the printer. And I used to cut the AP wire for him. I used to find stories for him. I used to monitor traffic for him. I went and got a newspaper for him. And then, you know, he started having me at his house. We started having a couple of cocktails. He would tell me about the old days of radio where he was in Annapolis, Maryland. And I was just fascinated with all of his stories. And, you know, he really took me under his wing. And I can't thank him enough for that. You know, he's always rooted for me. He's always, you know, kind of spoken up for me. I know he endorsed me when I became their producer. And, you know, even up to a few years ago, I used to call him, you know, once a year, and he always gave me great advice. I was always thinking like, hey, I'm thinking about going to this station. I'm thinking about doing that. And he would ask me questions that really made me think. He would never really say what I should do, but he said, well, consider this and consider that. And he said something to me. He quoted Jim Morrison. And it's words that I never forgot. And he said, in radio, just remember, Omelet, the future's uncertain and the end is always near. And even though that was a scary statement, I turned that around and I used to tell my interns for years and years. So I want to dedicate today's podcast to young Ron Brewer, who really took me in and was an advocate for me, and I'll just never forget it. I'll always be forever in debt and always remember young Ron Brewer. I can't believe the show is splitting up. I know that Paul is going to do well no matter what, or no matter what his co-host is. Paul is driven to success, and nothing's going to stop him from being successful. You know, Paul's a total different story, a different guy. Ron is the best straight guy. Sarcastic, and just I'm going to play you some clips here of Paul and young Ron over the years. And when I was on the show, a couple of clips, and they're a little lengthy. The first one that I'm going to play is, well, this guy, it kind of sets itself up, but this guy called the radio station and said that he was looking for a roommate. And so we had an open house, and it turns out that the cops come by, and there's lots of drama. And then later in the podcast, I'm going to play you Iguana Rescue 97. This is all from 20 years ago when I was a sidekick. They sent me out on the streets. I was reporting back. You're going to hear all this in a couple of minutes. But you can also hear the influence that these guys had on me. If you're familiar with the radio show that I've done in Northern Michigan in the last 10 years, you're definitely going to hear how these guys rubbed off on me and how I sort of took what they taught me and brought it in onto my own show. And I hope that people find that pretty neat. But you're also going to hear Ron Brewer. I mean, he's quietly hilarious. And if you get to know, you know, I know that when I play clips for my wife, and she must be very thrilled, but she loves Ron Brewer. And when I brought her down to South Florida one time, we were on vacation. We went to the Keys. We stopped in, and she immediately loved Ron Brewer. Everybody loves Ron Brewer. But again, he's a little quiet, and people take that the wrong way sometimes. I mean, not too much. It's hard to explain. But Ron has got a heart of gold. He's been really good to me. I'll never forget it. And let's get into the clip. Let's play the time that we had an open house at Grambo's place. Right here on the podcast. Again, got a cup of coffee in my hand. It's snowing in Northern Michigan. It feels like Christmas. And thinking about Paul and young Ron and how thankful I am that they really gave me my career. You know, without them, I would not be here, and I would not have been on the radio for 25 years. And so this one's for you. This cup of this spiked cup of coffee is for you guys on this snowy Northern Michigan morning. And Ron Brewer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope to see you next week. Send me a plane ticket and I'll see you at the Hard Rock or wherever it is. And once again, everyone, thank you, World Truck and Auto Body, and thank you, Amazon.com. Click through the website. Also, remember the Christmas party next Saturday, the 17th, at the Eagles, Airy 383 on 14th Street. We're having a rock and roll Christmas party. Tell people, go to the Omelet Radio Facebook page and tell us you're coming. And I'll have more details on Monday's podcast. And then, of course, next Thursday as well. Every Monday and Thursday. I'm going to come back after this clip and give Ray the Gourmet a call. And then I'm going to set up another classic bit from the Paul and Young Ron show with me on there hitting the streets. We're going to do Rescue Iguana 1997 after this clip, which is Grambo's house. We'll talk to Ray the Gourmet on the backside of this, and then I'll introduce the next bit. Here you go. Paul and Young Ron from back in the day with the O-Man as a little upstart broadcaster.
94.9 Zeta with Paul and Young Ron, and People News coming up in a matter of seconds.
This is a story about a man named Omelet.
Omelet's having a house party today.
If there's a situation around here, the man is on it.
Poor little guy's on it, yeah.
His lucky butt.
He doesn't have a lucky butt.
Is 18, 2, and 1.
He used to.
Went away long ago.
Breakfast, dinner, lunch.
Good people. He's a hippie chick.
He's taking you to camp.
Yost camp.
He's done everything.
He is stunt boy.
He's a stunt man, a producer.
Take away the producer title.
For him, we say.
Everybody,
you can arrest.
He has, in fact, been arrested.
You can roll him down the stairs.
Roll him down the stairs at the arena.
Make him the butt of your joke.
He gets a little sensitive.
He just doesn't care.
Ever since the Kim thing.
Uh oh.
He wants to party with you. Do you want to party with him? His job is always on.
They're singing along out there at the open house.
He's coming back again.
Everybody,
you can roll him down the stairs.
You can make him the butt of your joke.
Everybody.
He just doesn't care.
He wants to party with you.
Do you want to party with him?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, live from Grambo's. They're still on verse 3 over there. they're doing House Party by the Jay Giles Band. Yeah.
That sounds like a good time to me.
Omelet, man.
We've got to keep into perspective what we're trying to do here.
All right, Omelet, what you're attempting to do is get Grambo a roommate.
Yeah.
In the fashionable Riverland area. Now, here's what I want you to do, Omelet.
This is a four-bedroom, two-bath. You get half of that. You get two-bedroom, one-bath, and it's all utilities included. It's $425. And it's a beautiful place. I mean, you know.
Hey, is Grambo...
$425.
Is Grambo... He's qualifying his stay.
Of course.
You know, we had to wait till the sun comes up to see what this place looks like.
Is it a dump omelet?
No, it's all right.
Is Grambo
definitely a good place to live.
What kind of guy is Grambo?
Yeah.
Grambo's a cool guy. He's from South Africa. He's totally accommodating. Very friendly. This is the cat you're going to be living with.
And now, is he a ladies' man?
Are you ladies' man, Grambo?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I mean, do you see any, is there any hint of any female activity in that home? I'll take that as a no.
Let's just say it needs a woman's touch.
Yeah. Don't we all?
You want to talk to the man?
No, but I want you to go into his bedroom. Are you on the wireless?
Yeah, let's go into his bedroom, guys. Come on.
You don't have to bring all your little cronies with you.
Yeah, we got to do that. If we got a G-Dog out here playing acoustic.
You got music?
Very nice.
That's how they could do the sing-along.
Sun's coming up. It's a pretty pleasant morning. A little cooler than it has been.
How many cats you got in here, Grandma?
How many animals does he have?
Oh, Christ, he's got cats.
what do you got, like 11 cats?
Oh, no one's going to want to live in that. Smells like cat piss in there,
it's
man.
Like that Key West house.
Right, listen.
With the Hemingway?
Hey, there might be some furniture involved.
Whoa, whoa. What is going on? We've lost control.
I think they just entered the bedroom.
Mark Steve is weighing in 410 this morning, and he's tested the bed. The frame is solid.
Oh, he got in the guy's bed?
Is he over 400?
He's rolling around on the bed.
All right, Omelet.
The closet.
Omelet.
Harry with 2 hours is in the fridge looking for more red stripes. Ray the Gourmet's checking out what kind of spices he has in his kitchen.
Omelet. Omelet. Please.
I was looking in the fish tank trying to get a goldfish.
Hey, Omelet.
What?
Can you pay attention to me and Ron for just a minute? I know you got your little sideshow going on there. Tell them you're doing a radio show.
Yeah, man.
He right, just can't right. concentrate.
Omelet, are you? Get everybody out of the bedroom.
All right, I locked myself in the bathroom.
No, I need you in the bedroom.
Okay, I'm in the bedroom.
All by right. yourself?
By yourself.
Okay.
Everybody's
by myself. I'm ready.
They're all still in there. I can hear them.
No, I closed them out.
All right, now.
He's got toast hiding in a closet.
This is another routine.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, now, what's it? Describe the bed, the bedroom. Now, what do you got, a dresser?
1970s.
Okay. I picture
it. Says it all.
Harvest
really.
Green is the color. But next to the bed, is there a nightstand?
Yes.
Open the drawer.
There's a cat on it.
No, there's not. Oh. Open the drawer.
Okay.
You have a rubber glove?
Yeah, there's nothing inside, Paul.
Nothing whatsoever?
Except for a mothball.
All right. Look under the bed right next to where he would sit down to get in the bed.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Yeah, nothing.
A stack of any magazines?
Any ointments or what lubricants?
What does OUI spell?
Oh, okay. So there's a Wii magazine?
Yeah.
OUI spell. No,
is there anything there?
Yeah, man.
What's he got?
Well, I'm going to look at the date. There's 1984.
It's got an 1984 copy of Wii?
January.
That's worth a fortune, man.
Is it really?
Oh, sure. If you're a collector, yeah. Any ointments, lotions, or any other
salves?
Accoutrements?
No, I'm the one that has nothing in it.
Oh, so you're not, it's not his bedroom?
Right, I gotta go into
Grandpa's. What the hell are you doing?
No wonder it's empty.
You're such an idiot. Call us back.
Oh no.
God.
You know that actually bodes well for the.
Really, at least the other bedroom is clean.
And you don't need a bed. Yeah. You can move right
all
in.
It's furnished. Yeah, that's another thing. All right.
That's very nice.
And if you'd like to join Omelet and all those maniacs, they need some women out there. And it's at 3101 Southwest 22nd Court in Fort Lauderdale. It's the Riverland area. You take 95 to Davie.
You take
Boulevard,
Davie Boulevard
and, you
west.
Head, and you head west. You go to 31st, you take a left, and it's right there at the junction of 22nd and 31st. It
right.
Sounds to me like a...
I don't think you could miss it, really.
A blowout.
Big oak tree in the yard. No.
Oh, yeah. Lots of cars.
And a hammock.
I haven't heard from Omelet in over an hour at Grambo's house.
Yeah, they're saying
what,
that...
What happens is he gets a little of the cooch, the yayo, the...
A little fire water in it.
Fossy was in him.
Get his belly going.
Justin, you're on the air.
Now he's incommunicado.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing, bro?
Hey, Omelet. Isn't it funny how quickly things can degenerate into a primal activity? You know, the sad thing is Omelet has to come back to work.
The BSO.
What? Now the sheriffs are there?
No.
Oh.
They drove by, we were like hid behind the cars.
You guys are like playing army out there. Since 6 o'clock this morning, Omelet has been at Grant.
I appreciate all the parents dropping their kids off at daycare across the street. All the moms.
Little hot moms.
Oh, man.
You guys are sitting on the front lawn with like signs, 6, 8.
We're out of here again.
Omelet, one last check at Grant. Are you in Grambo's?
Yeah, Paul, got to give a couple plugs to companies. I've been calling bosses, you know, telling people they're going to be late. High Seas Yacht Refinishing, got a Curly Sue's High. Out. You got a rock and roll body shop called Steel Breeze in Hallandale. All these are out here telling their bosses they're not coming in. They're trying to, you know, rent out this apartment, making the place look good.
Listen, hey, Omelet, has anyone come by and said, you know what, this could be a nice apartment to rent or a house to rent?
Not in the last 2 hours.
But has he got any information, any calls from anybody?
Oh, we got to put out the information again. 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It's a half of a house. You got a yard. Big oak tree in the front. You get a hammock in the front. You get a bunch of people that know where you live.
It's a hammock.
You got built-in pets with three cats.
You got three cats, yeah. And you got...
And then it's four utilities with phone. With
how much?
$4.25.
$4.25?
And that includes everything.
$4.25. So that's the real reason why we're here.
And you got...
What has happened is a bunch of crazy people coming out of the woodwork to party with us because we want to party with them.
I understand that. Now, Omelet, the one thing you haven't done is gone through the kitchen. Let's go back.
We haven't gone through the kitchen, but we're going to do that right now. You guys want to go in the kitchen?
No, why has to take everybody with him?
He's like a Pied Piper. These are Omelet's followers.
All right, turn that radio down, bro. We got Zeta all over the place. I was cranking the Scorpions a minute ago.
Nice.
All right, we're in the kitchen. It's a nice tiled kitchen with a gas range.
Oh, you know what? There's nothing like cooking with gas. Seriously, if you enjoy a cooking...
Is that right?
Gas
you have,
is...
You have a gas range in your
home? No, I had it in my old house in Pompano, bro. And, it is just... It's an... ask you go to a restaurant. Do they have electric ranges?
It's always
gas.
It's very clean that way, yeah. Yes. It's a clean
cooking. Omelet, what's in the fridge?
What's in the fridge? Oh, there's mayonnaise, a little ketchup, two hot dogs, and some pickles.
That's it?
Standard bachelor fare. Go in,
yeah, man.
Check the drawers.
Oh, there's a tube of Vagisil in here, too.
No, there is not. Is there anything decipherable in there?
No, not really substantial, but two hot dogs.
Just two hot dogs? That's it?
Yeah, we got a guy here from the islands. His name is Blake. He's with the...
That's where he was from.
The Outer Fishing Club.
Sounded Iranian.
I already talked to him.
He said he could make a meal for 10 on this stuff.
Well, you go ahead and get him to cook. Is there anything in the freezer?
Just ice cubes.
How does this guy live? Is there anything in the cabinet?
He needs a roommate, bro. He's been sporting the half of this house.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's good.
All he's got in there is hot dogs and condiments. No orange juice, yeah, no slim eggs.
Slim pickings in the kitchen.
Unbelievable.
All right, and the address is...
Oh, we got activity, we got lights, we got blues, we got BSO.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. They just pulled up.
Go outside, Alma, and tell them that you...
Oh, no. I know they do. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hey, somebody get Trailer Park out of the bathroom.
What's he doing in there?
I think Omelet needs to use the toilet.
Hi, sir. Yeah, sir, I just have to tell you that we're live on the air. Hey, I'm Omelet with Paul and Run. We're on the radio.
On Zeta.
Paul, BSO is showing up here.
And what is the wrong?
What's wrong? Sir, is there anything wrong because we're in a private residence?
See, he knows the lingo.
Paul, I got to go, bro.
No.
Wait, here, I'll talk to him.
All right, Trailer Park came out of the bathroom. Hold on. I got to talk to the cops.
You are reporting live.
Is it very loud there, Trailer Park?
I'll tell you what. The American flags are up. The frosty beverages are blowing.
See, the police have had some problems in that neighborhood this week.
Oh,
well,
I
tell you what. I think I can understand why there's been some trouble in this neighborhood this week.
Why?
But it wasn't us.
Tell Omelet to tell the officer he's a Freeman.
Well, Omelet has been instructed to go to his truck to get some ID.
Omelet has to go get ID?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we got to get...
No, sir, I don't own the house.
Grambo.
We're getting the owner. They want the owner now.
What? Can we talk to the cop?
Excuse me. Could you talk to Paul?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to him.
Oh.
Paul?
I heard that.
Sounds very businesslike.
Wow. I was trying to be very nice about it.
Yeah, he don't want to talk. No. What do we do wrong?
Excuse me. Can we get a report of what we did wrong?
Yeah, we haven't been told that yet.
Oh, there must have been a complaint.
Got a call from the school over here.
Got a call from the school.
That some people have been
pulling their pants down, exposing themselves to the kids.
No.
I think I know who you're talking about, and that party left.
Yeah, wow, that's nasty. Unbelievable.
Were you guys mooning kids?
No, we're not mooning kids.
Oh.
You think we're childish?
And Omelet says that party left.
Yeah.
That party did leave.
Give him the guy's name, Omelet. Sell him out.
You know something? This guy...
He deserves it if he's doing that to children in a daycare.
Is everything all right, Omelet?
That sucks.
All right, listen, it's Officer McDaniel.
Is Omelet getting taken away?
I don't know, man.
Did they put the bracelets on him?
He's got a Social Security card in his hand.
he doesn't have an ID. That's his only ID.
I think I'm fresh beer. That's how nervous I am.
I thought Omelet got his license back.
Well, he did, but he still used a Social Security card.
Oh, God.
So, I'm sitting up on the porch. I just grabbed me a beer. I'm letting him handle the technicalities, and I'm watching from the distance.
What do you want to do? Not you, Ron.
I think we ought to probably end the party. Tell Omelet to tell the officer that our association is being terminated at the moment. We are very sorry to anybody that was offended at the by that guy that may have exposed himself.
That really
sucks.
This is just uncalled for.
Oh, the kid can't handle a little bun? All right, we need to regroup, man.
Yeah.
Tell Omelet, is Omelet still with the cops?
Omelet! Omelet, can you talk, please? No, he's with the cop.
Why is Omelet the spokesperson? He's just there.
I don't know, but I'm going out there. If he gets arrested, I got the bail money.
Okay? All right, thanks, Steve.
Straight up.
Have a hectic day.
This is all we need now. You know, they could have been urinating against a tree or something.
Yeah,
but
Tony,
still.
Tony, go ahead.
It's getting out of hand, Polly.
Oh, God.
It's getting out of hand, guys. Yeah.
The blues are here. You can hear it in Amla's voice. See, this is the thing. You can't, you know, you have a party like this, and then you try to show
couple of malcontents show up, and then the next thing you know.
Just like Woodstock, man.
Children are offended.
You know, Kay's going to have to be bailing them out tonight.
All right, have a hectic. You know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's a fine how do you do.
But Omelet is not necessarily the spokesperson at this event, is he?
More or less, I would think he is. He's kind of like the ringleader out there.
Oh, he's got all his boys out there, and his boys are pulling out the panties.
Having a little party there, open house party.
Oh, boy.
And now things have just taken a turn for the worst. Mm-hmm. But apparently, they're out in the front yard of this home in the Riverland area, where police have had a pretty bad week already. One officer yesterday was shot in the hand out there. And just by coincidence. And
so they're on edge.
Well, you would think.
So
apparently now there's a daycare across the street, and they called police saying someone maybe had tried to moon a car, and there's little kids over there. It's disgusting if you think about it.
Go ahead, Tim.
It's way out of hand.
Tim?
Yeah, first time, long time.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I heard what was going on there this morning, so I figured I'd go by there and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite sure what the location was until I saw these two white shining asses shooting across the road at a daycare center.
You actually saw this?
I actually saw it.
Are you willing to testify to that effect in court?
Are you serious?
I don't think we really need to go that far, because as quick as they pulled them down, as quick as they went back,
I'm going to friggin' press charges.
Who was doing it? Was Omelet's ass out there?
I know it wasn't Omelet, because I just kept on going.
Omelet would have had a pimple on it.
Well, perhaps more than one. But I'm sure Omelet did not expose himself in any way out there. I feel very confident of that. I think it's probably just
Listen, we need to get the show's about over, and I need to have some closure here, and we need to hear from Omelet right now.
Or someone.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks, Tim.
No problem.
Now, Omelet is listening right now, unless he's
incarcerated,
wearing a bracelet,
mm-hmm.
which it's not his home, so I don't know why.
Yeah, hey, there's the last victim of all this. You think he's going to be able to rent that place now?
Grambo, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, go ahead, Mario.
All right, let me tell you what happened. We drove by. We tried to look for the place, and we saw the lights out there. We saw a fellow by the name of Officer McDaniel there. We stopped by to say hello to Omelet. Omelet was not very happy at all.
Where was he?
Omelet?
Yeah.
Right in the driveway, right in the front of the place.
Okay, he was not in the back of the car.
There was a pickup truck there with a case of Coronas in the back of the pickup truck. They were just hanging on around it.
Yeah, that's Omelet's car, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we parked the car around the block, and we were walking up to the house, and Officer McDaniel was very, very upset. He told us to move back away and get away from the scene. I said, okay.
Time to leave, and the officer said, all right, thank you very much there.
You're quite welcome.
Let me get the attorney on, Mark Panuncio. Yes, Nunzi.
Well, why did I just get a 911 from the Vice Squad in Broward County?
No, they did not.
Something to do with indecent exposure?
You know, I don't know. Is that illegal?
I do not know. Have you seen Omelet's ass?
Yeah, that's indecent, all right.
I don't think Omelet exposed himself in any way.
All right, well, I'll just be tapping into the Clear Channel trust account once again.
I don't know what you're tapping.
Goodbye.
All right.
He was no help, really.
Peter, you're on the air.
Oh, you guys got big trouble.
What's the matter? What happened?
It looks like a circus out there. There's about three BSO squad cars. They're talking right now with what looks like their supervisor, who's in plain clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on.
I think I got to go home now.
I'm starting to get one of my migraines, mm-hmm. and I don't get migraines.
I got to put the phone down here so they can't see me with the phone in my ear, but I'm right in front of the place, and it's just like cops everywhere.
And where is Omelet?
Omelet? Someone's in the back of the car.
No.
Is he?
In the back of the car.
Oh, jeez.
Trailer Park Steve's in the back of the car.
No. Oh. The big fat guy?
Omelet's raging. Omelet's pissed. He's going back into the house. I'm going to make it right here and go around the house. Oh, yeah. Steve's in the car. Steve's out of there. That big guy, Steve?
Yeah.
He's in the back of the car right now.
All right, I got to go. Someone else is calling from over there. Thanks. Gary, go ahead. Was this Gary with two R's?
No, this is Omelet.
Oh, good. Yeah,
Omelet. What's going on?
Get out of there.
Dude, one of our listeners got picked up, bro. We got to help him.
Wait a minute. You don't need to help anybody that's exposing themselves near a daycare center. Let him take his ass away.
But it wasn't him that did it, was it?
I don't think it was him, man. I think it was some other listener.
Well, you need to know. You don't need to think.
Well, see, I was on the air at the time. It was when that girl was calling in from across the street.
Okay. Oh, and they were...
And he was with me. I was in his truck when I was calling.
And why is this guy getting arrested?
I don't know. Maybe because he's, like, very overweight. Maybe the guy that did it was very overweight.
So he looks like the guy that did it.
That's all I can conclude. I mean, I don't know, but I mean.
So are you under arrest in any way?
No, I'm not. I'm free to go. But
did they take your social security card and wonder why you didn't have a license?
Well, I just physically lost it this weekend. I mean, they run my thing through. It's fine.
You lost your license again.
Well, just physically.
Emotionally, you didn't lose it. That's good to know.
Not legally, bro.
Oh, God, Ahmed, get out of there.
Yeah, just haul ass, buddy.
But don't drive, because they're going to...
I think I'm going to rent the place and stay.
All right, Ray the Gourmet.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Ray the Gourmet joins me from South Florida after, you know, on the heels of this announcement of Young Ron Brewer announcing his retirement from the Paul and Young Ron show, a show that, again, I came up through. People just heard this bit that I played back, playing some old Paul and Ron bits, just so people can appreciate the chemistry that they had together, the influence that they had on me, which I think is quite evident. And the bit that I just played, and you'll hear it on the podcast, Ray. It was Grambo's house. This guy from South Africa, and he opened up his home. We said the address on the air. You came out, and it was Trailer Park Steve. Remember, he got arrested.
That's right. Yeah.
So good times. Just reliving some good times. I think he got off on those charges, as it turns out, and I don't know. It was just a different time. It was moms were dropping their kids off at the daycare, and he was mooning some of the moms, forgetting that there's kids. And I don't know what happened to him, but hey, Trailer Park Steve's still around. I've been conversing with him every once in a while on Facebook. But I announced Yuna's been having some heart problems. He's being released from the hospital today, so. Man, we got to cherish these relationships and keep them going. And it's, you know, sometimes it's tough to hear some of this news as we grow older. You know, I'm playing clips from when I was 26 years old, and now here I am 46 years old. We've been together for a long time, man.
Yeah, man, we have some history. We met a lot of folks through the camping trips, and we're still friends with them. I mean, it's a phenomenon, if you ask me, because just the history behind it all, and it's all because of you, brother.
Well, not because of me. It's because of Paul and Young Ron. Did you hear the announcement as it was being made this past Monday of Ron retiring?
As it was being made, the only thing I could think of was, hey, time to get on with back in South Miami.
I know,
South
man.
Florida, actually.
That brings a big smile to my face. I don't know if, you know, that's a reality of a possibility, but Paul and I have been exchanging emails and text messages and, you know, everything but, hey, I'm going to send you a plane ticket, get down here.
Yeah, everything but, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, there's a world of possibilities, but let's talk about Ron. Ron Brewer is one of my favorite human beings who really brought me in and, you know, was an advocate for me personally and professionally, and I'll never forget him. I mean, what is your Ron Brewer experience? I mean, he's kind of a quiet guy when you first, you know, he's not immediately going to warm up to everybody, but I don't know. He's just a little shy, and that's what a lot of people don't know, because if you're on the radio, you think that nobody's going to be shy, but he's just a guy from Virginia and Maryland, and he's just kind of a humble dude. What is your Ron Brewer experience?
I really don't have. He was just in, like, in the background, you know. He never really warmed up to me, but you know, it was basically Paul that I dealt with every time.
Right. Ron was, you know, he was snickering in the background. He had these biting, dry comments that it's hard to explain, but, you know, he was one of the two titans, man, Paul and Young Ron. And it's hard to believe that they're just not going to be doing it anymore.
He was like the straight man, you know, like the Abbott to his Costello.
Yeah, the best straight man I've really ever heard on the radio, and just awesome, just great at what he did. And, you know, just people won't understand what he has done, what he, you know, when you're an intern, you know, a lot of the radio veterans don't warm up to the interns until you've proven yourself like, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to show up for months. You know, it started out like one day a week and then interns dropped off and I'm like, I'll grab their day. And then soon I was working 5 days a week before I went to school at the Art Institute. And so, you know, and then there was the warming up process. And I was invited over to his house. Sometimes we would go for a little lunch and Ron would have a little, you know, he was kind of like, even though it was a rock station, he had like, you know, he was kind of a classy dude. You know, he had the, like, he would have Chardonnay for lunch, you know? I don't know, man. I'm just going to miss him. I mean, we haven't been in close contact in recent years, but, you know, he's always been an advocate of mine, and that's why I'm playing some bits back and talking about young Ron Brewer. It's quite a story down there. I mean, a lot of press. Yeah,
it's on all the news stations, and it was in the paper, and something about Ron Brewer not being not so young no more.
Right, right, young Ron Brewer. Well, you know what? It's pretty amazing. He's 40. He's 58 years old. He's been in the radio business for 43 years. He started when he was 15, and I believe he used to tell me that his mother used to drive him to the radio station. He was on the radio. he was on the radio before he had a driver's license. And at 58 years old, you know, I'm glad that he was able to do that. I told my mother that Ron was retiring, and she's like, he's not 65. How can he afford to do that? And I'm like, Mom, these guys are rich. These guys are rich. They've been working in a large market for a long time and not being stupid with their money, of course.
They made him a good deal, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's going to be missed. He was full of a lot of trivia and he had a lot of smarts, a lot of book smarts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about him like he's gone. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Right.
It's like a eulogy, but it's going to be different without him.
Well, all right, Ray. Well, listen, before I get into the next, I'm going to play Iguana Rescue from 1997, doing a tribute to Ron Brewer. But as I think of you being in South Florida, oh, wait a minute. Just one last closing thing. You know, I'm ADD. Do you know where the party is next Friday? Has it been solidified where the last broadcast is going to be?
If it's not at the studio, I don't know.
They were talking earlier this week, and I haven't listened to the whole show of every, but I've been tuning in more. And they were talking about the Improv or the Hard Rock. I think the Improv is in the Hard Rock, right?
Right, right. That was the first one I heard, but I haven't heard anything since. But no, I'll nail it down. I will make sure everything is scheduled to happen.
I was looking into some flights, and I told Paul that, you know, there's some flights that say $200. There's some flights that say $110. I could stay with Ray the Gourmet. You know, we'll see what happens with that. It's just, I mean, I can probably afford to go, but it's just, should I afford to go on my own dime? And, you know, when somebody's interested in you for a job, they usually fly you in. So I'm doing the work of getting some prices.
Yeah, well, if I have to subsidize that just so we can have a day to party, then come on down. I'll pitch in.
Oh, you're the best, man. No. I just think that they should, you know, Paul, he's got millions, man. He could fly me down there.
Exactly. And, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, Ray, I'm going to play this last clip, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. And I can't wait to see you. And, you know, I put out a couple of feelers for some of our old friends to see if they would get the old band back together for a couple of days. Yeah. And everybody seems to be into it. And plus, you know, with Yuna's, you know, in and out of the hospital. So we got to party with him while we can.
Definitely. I'll give him a call, see how he's doing.
Well, Ray, you've been a great friend, man. Second time on the podcast, and you've flown across the country to come and see me, you know, when I was in Connecticut, and you've been up to Michigan a couple times. I miss you, man, and I hope to see you next week. And if I get down there, I have a Christmas party for the P1s here on Saturday. So I'd have to leave like really early in the morning on Saturday. And I'm sure we could work all that out. I'll call you over the weekend. Okay, brother.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait.
We're waiting. We're looking at a foot and a half of snow over the next few days. So
keep that shit with you.
South Florida trip would sound right on time right about now.
Yeah, you keep that snow, man. It's nice and sunny here.
All right, buddy. All right, Ray the Gourmet, you're the man. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's get into the last Young Paul and Young Ron clip. I'm going to play Iguana Rescue 97. We had a thing called Odd Job Wednesday where people would call in and propose jobs for me to do for them. And some guy called up and said that an iguana needs rescuing out of a tree behind his house, which, again, the influence. We had something like this happen last summer with a cat stuck in a tree. If people remember the radio show here in northern Michigan, where this past August or September, right in the last few weeks of the show, somebody called with a cat rescue. And I did the exact same blueprint that you're about to hear. So you're definitely, you know, the influence is endless with Paul and Young Ron. And at the end of the clip, this is cut off before the end, but spoiler alert, we did rescue the iguana and he's safe off the tree, but that part is clipped off of the end here. We're going to end with a song. See you on the next podcast, which comes out on Monday. And then again, our Christmas party next Saturday at the Eagles, Airy 383 on 14th Street. The party starts at 7 p.m., goes all the way till midnight. There's a live band. It's free for the people. And I just want to get together with everyone on Christmas. All right. Let's roll Iguana Rescue 97 and go back in time and appreciate Paul and Young Ron Brewer.
Busy.
Okay.
Hello, Zeta. Good morning. Wrong line?
Sure.
Hello, Zeta. What's happening?
Good morning.
Hi, caller.
I have a job for Omelet.
Is it, okay, what is it?
I need a babysitter today.
Yeah, you don't want Omelet around your children.
Omelet's a good guy.
We can't have him around
children.
Who's
this?
Huh?
Who's this?
Mary, Naomi's friend.
Naomi, one of the Miss 441 contestants. Hey, can we get Naomi to come to our social?
What social?
We're having a social on the Intercoastal.
I don't know. Call her up and ask her.
All right, thanks. But we can't have Omelet watching your kids. Hello, Zeta. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Okay.
I got a high job for Omelet.
What is it, sir?
Climb up my tree over here and get my 4-foot iguana just escaped this morning.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I have a tree that's about 4 people wide, about 20 feet high, and about 20 feet that spreads out in my 4-foot iguana. We're trying to get it right now.
That's okay, a big tree.
I'm going to send Omelet over right now. You need help.
I am not going to touch any iguana.
Yes, you are doing the job, sir.
They're like miniature dinosaurs.
Sir? Well, all right, and what is the iguana's name?
The iguana's name is Ash.
What?
Oh.
That's his name. And I got another one also.
I don't want to know the other one's name.
You know, Paul has the same name. It's a nickname, though.
Yeah, for you. All right, and you are located?
In Fort Lauderdale. Off of State Road 84.
Great, you can get to 595 right there.
There's no time to lose.
I'm going
to
take you off the air and get some directions, sir.
All right.
Please hold.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Omelet heading over to get a 4-foot iguana out of a tree. And that's a...
with a very unusual name.
That's a wonderful gesture. Mm. Now we have a... hey, you know what? We'll do this once every few weeks when things are slow.
That's a great idea.
Omelet to help. Part of our neighbors helping neighbors.
Right.
But now we go back to one of our old favorite Love Connection gals. You take the night off, I guess. The parents watch the child every once in a while. Okay. All right, we'll see ya.
Okay.
And I'll see you the next social, which is, I still don't know, you know. Oh, is this Omelet?
I believe it's Omelet on line 3.
Omelet!
Hey, Paulie.
Where are you, buddy?
What a tall task in front of us here.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, somewhere off of State Road 84.
You don't know where you were? They blindfold you when they brought you in?
You know, all the numbers on the street, that gets me all confused.
I gotcha. Sure.
But anyways, This gigantic tree. I'm going to try to shimmy up it.
And what is in the tree?
The 4-foot iguana.
Can you see the animal? The reptile?
Sometimes they hiss.
Yeah, well, you know what? We think we can see which branch it's lying on top of, but you can't see it because we're underneath the branches.
Of course.
Is that a big branch he's on? Will it support your weight?
Yeah, but there's no supporting branches to hold on to. I'm going to have to, hug the tree.
Oh.
Why don't you get yourself a ladder, Omelet?
Well, it's way too big for a ladder. I mean, he'd need a fire engine.
How many feet up would you say he is?
I don't know, 100 feet.
How 100 feet.
He says it's 30 feet.
You need to, wait a second. You know what?
Maybe 65 for good measure.
Maybe I can get one of our listeners over there with a bucket truck or a cherry picker to help you out.
Definitely need one.
Why don't I do that? Are you on a hard line or are you on a cellular phone?
Cellular hard line.
Is it a residential area in someone's backyard?
Residential. Can we get it? This would be a good yard for a party.
No, can you get a truck back there?
Yeah, we could fit a truck back here. There's a nice hammock.
A what? A nice what?
A hammock.
A hammock. He's trying to say hammock.
A hammock that you lounge in.
They call it a hammock.
A hammock.
A hamhock. All right, Heidi.
It's not Heidi.
Over the cruise. I mean, we're omelet. It's a major implement of construction.
All right, we can do this. I'm gonna. Can we have your number here, Alan, so we can call you back?
Oh yeah.
All right. We need a bucket truck.
We need a bucket truck, and I'll give you the address off the air.
All right, and we're going to need a chair.
We're going to need fire engines.
We're not going to need any trucks.
Well, if we need any emergency vehicles.
Well, seriously,
we're going to need animal rescue.
If you have a bucket truck of some kind and you want to plug for your tree service or whatever, we're at 800-749-9490. Give us a call. Thanks, Omelet.
We're
going to
need a beer sponsor.
All right, they're in Fort Lauderdale, and we need to get Omelet up in a tree to get a large iguana down. And what is the iguana's name?
What's the iguana's name? Oh.
Can't say it on the air, can you? It's a dirty name. All right, sir.
Dirty name.
All right, Omelet. Well, Omelet,
please hold.
It's the same name I call Omelet early in the morning before we go on the air, if that gives you any. All right, so here's the scenario. Approximately an hour ago, we received a phone call. We said it's Odd Job Wednesday. Anything you need Omelet to do, call in. We had people saying, I need help draining my waterbed. I need help putting up a tree. I need a hole dug. And then this guy's got his 4-foot iguana stuck in a tree. And we sent Omelet to Fort Lauderdale to help him. You know, Omelet gets to this location, finds out the thing is a little higher than he can climb. And now the power of this radio station and this audience is amazing. And usually it takes 5 minutes before someone offers their assistance. So
we need a bucket truck or a cherry picker or something to get Omelet up the tree. Perhaps he could grab the lizard and then drop it down on the hammock.
What is up with that?
No, not for me. That's the way they say it in Boston.
I don't think so.
Hammock.
They don't have hammocks in Boston. I think he was talking of a hammock.
Hammock. That's what I thought he was saying at first.
1-800-749-9490. If you have something that you can assist us with, please help. I think we have someone on hold who can help us out. Good morning, Zeta.
Hey, it's Pete Vitale with Top Priority Maintenance.
Top Priority Maintenance. Hiya, Pete. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I got a 50-foot bucket truck.
And where are you located right now?
Right now, I'm located in Miami.
Okay. Can you make it to Fort Lauderdale?
I need the address. I need to know if it's in location or not.
Hmm. Yeah, it's off State Road 84.
Yeah, when does he need it? Right now?
Broward.
Yeah, we need you now. We got an iguana in a tree.
We got an emergency out there.
Oh, big one.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
All right, how long will it take you? Where in Miami are you?
Right off of 163rd Street.
That's not too bad.
It'll take you 20 minutes to get there.
Exactly.
All right, do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to just start heading north on 95, and we'll take you off the air and give you direction.
All right, great.
Sir?
Yes.
What is the name of your company again?
Top Priority Maintenance.
Available at what number?
830-1212.
If someone needs service on anything, you can take care of that?
You got a 50-foot reach, no problem.
Oh, beautiful. All right.
That's a great reach.
Sir?
Please hold.
Well, how do you like that? A round of applause for Pete over at Top Priority Maintenance. Going to rescue Zeta listener's iguana. We're at 800-749-949. Speaking of a Rush fan, there's Omelet on the phone with us. Omelet, we have some words for you. Just so you know, we have one of our listeners, Pete, over at Top Priority Maintenance, is on his way to help you rescue the iguana out of the tree. It is a 4-foot iguana, a very dangerous reptile.
Yeah, it's like 25 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, should we get...
it's a big iguana.
I should call Channel 4 or some of the stations, bring him over. Because this is one of those human interest stories.
A big lizard in a tree. They're going to want to cover that.
Wait till you see the look on Cambrell's face when they ask the owner what the name of the animal is.
Let's just hope the interview isn't live.
We might have to make one up. Well, Rick, who owns the iguana that's up in the tree and also owns this house and this property, which they just moved in last weekend.
Well, where are you looking?
All the Zeta listeners over to the house.
Right.
What?
Watch this fine event of rescuing the iguana.
Yeah, well, we have like an hour and a half left in the show to get this iguana down.
And this guy, centralized location off of State Road 84.
He wants to give out his address on the radio?
Yeah.
This guy's going to take about 30 minutes probably to get there, so there's time for people if they want to be spectators to this.
Well, you know, it's a great thing to bring the children out to see an iguana, you know.
I want to save a lizard today.
Because, you know, this could be, is this a family pet?
Paulie, the address is 50.
Wait a second. I don't believe you. I want to talk to the listener himself.
Okay, here you go. Hey, Rick, Paul wants to make sure it's cool. All right. Hello.
Yeah, we're on. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
You are the owner of the Iguana?
Yes, I am.
And you have a property in Fort Lauderdale?
Correct.
And want to invite the Zeta listening audience to the event?
No problem. The more eyes, the better. We can get a better eye view on this situation.
Do you have a big parking lot, or what do you got?
Huh?
Where are you in a residential neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, what are your neighbors going to think when you throw a big Zeta bash there?
It's open land here.
Oh, you got plenty of land?
Yeah, I got plenty of room.
All right.
Well, you don't know who will show up, sir. I mean, you know.
No problem. Bring their own drinks and whatnot.
All right, well, so we're going to need someone to provide adult beverages for this.
Yeah, whatever. Adult children, too. I got four little ones.
You got kids there, too? So
don't have to forget the Kool-Aid.
Let me just say, I think this is going to be bigger than that little girl stuck in a well.
Of course it is.
A few years ago.
The rescue of...
We could even get, like, Belky's Nure out there from Channel 7 and do live reports. The lizard is still stuck.
We need to call the people upstairs at Winds and alert them as well. Okay, go ahead, Rick. How do we get... What is your address?
1545 Southwest 32nd Street.
Oh, man. And
Fort Lauderdale.
You got cojones the size of Texas, buddy.
Now, how exactly do you get there?
You take 95 North, State Road 84. You head east to the first traffic light, which is 15th Avenue. You make a right, and then you go to Southwest 32nd Street. You make another right, and the more people get here, then you'll definitely know where we're at. We're on a mission here.
All right, so it's to see the iguana, the rescue of the iguana live on Inside Edition, on Zeta. It's 1545 Southwest 32nd Street in Fort Lauderdale. You take I-95 to State Road 84 eastbound to the first light, which is...
15th Avenue.
Okay. And then you turn right.
Correct.
And you go to Southwest 32nd.
Correct.
And you turn right again.
Correct.
And that's where the party is.
That's where the party is.
Okay. Now, thank you very much, Rick, and a big round of applause. We're going to need our friends driving around in beer trucks to make their way over there. We need our first beer sponsor of the event. What else are we going to have?
Omelet wasn't kidding when he said that.
We're going to need the Surge automobile over there to provide adult beverages for the children. And
I'm thinking the Miami Heat Dancers might be an appropriate addition.
Heat Dancers are going to be busy because they got the big the road rally tonight at Hooligans Pub and Oyster Bar, which is another one of those big events tonight. In fact, the Budweiser people will be there, so maybe they can make a quick stop by.
I'm down, Paulie. We'll just make it into the road rally.
Make a big party out there, big heat bash out there. You got to get a poster of Dennis Rodman's face, and we'll
plenty
let
of
the lizard eat it.
The continuing coverage of the rescue of the 4-foot iguana coming up next.
Paulie, also a very woodsy setting. It's kind of like hunting with the crocodile hunter.
If you have anything you want, we got an hour and a half. We'll throw a bash out there. What the heck? We'll have it all day. And you'll have to leave to come back to the office because you
Jurassic
do have...
Park 3.
We're at 800-749-9490. Thanks, Omelet.
Report the incident?
Well, it's a big story, yeah.
Wins News.
Hey, who is this, please?
Ray,
hi. Paul Castronovo from 94.9 Zeta. We're up on the air this morning.
Yes, Paul. How may we assist you?
We have
breaking news down here, Ray.
Yeah, you can scoff if you will.
I bet you're breaking something down.
I don't know what's being broken, but we have a 4.5-foot iguana loose in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God.
And
I don't think we need any religious references,
but
Ray.
We have the address and anything you may need if you need to.
Are you suggesting I take it home?
No, it's just a big story.
Want you to send out Yusila Ramirez or one of those.
She doesn't work there any longer.
Whatever.
Yeah, Al Warnell, and because the iguana is in a tree and there's some frightened children and.
I tell you what, we'll put our top reporter on it.
It's. Do you need the address? It's 1545.
Yeah.
Southwest.
Are you falling asleep? Are you dozing? Is that?
And let me tell you something. Channel 7's all over, okay? Channel 4,
as we said earlier, it's bigger than that little girl stuck in the well in Oklahoma.
Okay.
We have Omelet out there, and they're bringing a bucket truck out there to see if they can rescue the iguana now. But
make sure Omelet doesn't show his butt to it.
15, he doesn't. They're not buying it. Can I speak to the news director, please?
Yeah. I
need someone
in charge. We got to go over your head.
Yeah.
Guys?
Michael Wolf, please.
Guys?
Yeah.
Please hold.
Oh, he's very funny.
Sure.
Please hold.
We're not holding.
We're not holding. I'm sorry. We're talking. We're not holding. I don't think they're taking this any too seriously.
Oh, you guys are still hanging on?
Yes, we're holding.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
We'll get right on it.
Okay. Do you need the address?
Yeah.
1545. This is, you know, South Florida's news station. I would think that they would jump on something like this. Southwest 32nd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
We want team coverage up there, Ray.
Okay. Well, like I said, we'll get our top reporter on.
Thank you. Make some moves here.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I don't think they're sending anyone. But anyway, Pete over at Top Priority Maintenance is on his way up 95 right now. And he's got a big 50-foot bucket truck, and he's going to raise Omelet up to the tree to save this poor little iguana.
This is like hour number three in the saga of the iguana in the tree.
Save the iguana, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been a family heirloom and friend for many years.
And it's overcast. I hope the bad weather. Yeah. I didn't even know iguanas could climb trees.
What do you think they live in?
I thought they'd live in barren,
something in Mexico,
desert-like areas.
When I go over to Cancun and Cozumel and whatnot, people take their iguanas and they put little leashes around their neck and treat them like dogs.
Yeah, I know.
And they serve them berries and whatnot, and they put them on display. It's a harsh treatment.
The only iguanas I've ever seen have been in like a tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we get anyone sending beer over yet for this little event?
I don't know.
Did we get it? Okay, well, we'll get on that.
Say to traffic.
An hour and 15 minutes left, the iguana dies.
I don't think the animal will perish.
Oh, good.
I think we'll be able to save it. Once that guy gets out there with that 50-foot reach, we're all set.
He's joining us now from 940 Winds, Al Warnell, respected journalist.
He's a broadcast journalist and one of my colleagues.
Al, there's a 4.5-foot iguana loose in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm going to kill you, Paul.
What? You normally get the big stories, the airline crashes and whatnot, value jets and stuff like that. But now this is...
I was in the little boy's room, and I got beeped.
Oh, you got beeped.
It's like a bulletin.
Now, of course. Well, this is... occasionally, on a slow news day, you need to do a human interest story, Al.
Well, this will become our top story.
You're kidding me. All right. This is big. All right. I'm going to give you the directions here, and it's in Fort Lauderdale, and the iguana is in the tree. We've sent a bucket truck up there to rescue the iguana. It's at 1545 Southwest 32nd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
So right around State Road 84.
You'll take 95 to State Road 84, and our audience is invited to come watch this beautiful and historic event. This will be like the Hindenburg.
We got
to
get that iguana out of the tree.
Al, you're our favorite reporter at Winds, and we figured we'd throw you a bone, so to speak.
Paul, I'm going to kill you.
It's 95 to State Road 84 eastbound to the first light, which is 15th Avenue. You take a right. You go to Southwest 32nd. Right again. It's a large field. There's a huge, I believe it's a...
It's a wooded area.
A carrot wood tree with some droppings.
It's a very tall tree.
And go ahead.
Are we the only one carrying this?
Yeah, this is an exclusive.
For real?
You think we're yanking your Franklin over there?
No. Hold on. I got beeped. I got to go up there and cover iguana. I've covered airplane crashes. I've covered murders.
Right.
I've covered people jumping off bridges.
So?
I am not the news director at Winds, and I don't know who's the assignment editor that sent you on this. Maybe you're in the doghouse.
Al appears
somehow
on 94.9 Zeta, courtesy of WINZ, News Radio 940.
It's actually the lead story on 940 Winds.
Is Al Warnell pissed at us?
I tell you, you sent Al Warnell out to cover
America's most respected newsman. He looks at us like, I covered the SaberTech story, the value jet crash, the Everglades and now he's doing an iguana story and he's not happy with us.
I don't, he's a reporter. Al, just if you're listening, report, okay?
What's going on? Is it ringing over there? Check the other line that's ringing right now. This could be Omelet calling.
He may have some developments.
Well, Omelet,
truck could be there by
Omelet's
now.
All right, here we go. Here, let's, Omelet, you're on
Ollie.
Yeah, man.
The community concern is overwhelming.
How many people are out there?
There must be at least 50 people. Drinking beers and carrying on, calling in sick to work.
And where are you right now?
Up into the tree.
And is the iguana still in the tree?
Yes.
And has
you know what, Paul? We weren't paying attention for a minute, and the iguana was, now it's not located.
You can't see the iguana?
Well, it's up in the tree and with the bucket truck, which just arrived.
All right, let's hear it for the bucket truck.
All right.
Oh, there is a big crowd there. Yeah,
people are coming in droves to see the iguana be rescued.
Yeah, how much?
We got Al Warnell on the way too.
Yeah,
Omelet.
Before you rescue the iguana, wait for Al.
Okay.
We got a good hour, to us.
He can actually broadcast the rescue live.
Absolutely, it's 1545 Southwest 32nd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, actually, a couple of.
You know, I tell you what, Channel 7 ought to cover this. They won't have to have Belkis narrate flying through the air anymore.
This is perfect for Channel 7.
Climbed right up into the tree, Paulie. So we got you know, the bucket trucks to probably save those people, too.
95 to State Road 84 eastbound to the first light, which is 15th. And you take a right, and you go to Southwest 32nd. And if you live in the neighborhood, please, we'd love to have you stop by.
Yeah, it's down behind that 7-Eleven area.
Oh, it's a wonderful area. And but let me just say that if that iguana gets out of the tree and it starts running through the neighborhood, you got yourself a real headache there.
This story could...
Pepsi just showed up.
A big Pepsi truck?
Yes.
Providing free Pepsi for everybody?
Oh, it's a great event.
That's a fine soft drink. Thank you, Omelet. We'll check back with you shortly. Don't you dare rescue that...
the bucket truck just arrived.
No, get him set up, but don't you dare do it without Al Warnell in the place.
Okay.
And let's not forget the real, with all these soft drink remarks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget the real key to this story.
Save the four-foot reptile. Yes. Before it does any damage.
I tell you what, if that iguana is available tomorrow, he can come to my party, too.
Zeta, hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
And a big round of applause.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Can I get you a Coors Light?
Please.
I got silver bullets coming out of my you-know-what today. Oh, yeah?
Well, I was just on my way to work this morning, and I heard your radio cast about the iguana.
It's a broadcast, actually.
Yeah, it's a radio cast.
It is a radio cast.
Sure, you're right.
And right in front of me, there was a truck, the State Wildlife Rescue Truck.
Oh, did you give them word?
No, I get the 800 number for you to call them.
Mm. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, we actually have Pete over at Top Priority Maintenance, who is... but I can, you know, it wouldn't hurt to call the State Wildlife.
Pete normally does handle all our trapped reptiles, man.
Oh, see, I didn't realize.
What is the... sure. Are you kidding me? That time we had that gecko?
Mm.
We had a 30-pound gecko.
He was stuck in a drainage ditch.
Yeah. He had trapped a 9-year-old boy, and the kid couldn't get out. Anyway, what's the number?
The number is 1-800-432-2046.
And this is the state what?
State Wildlife Rescue Truck.
State Wildlife Rescue. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a hectic day. See, it's a community involvement is what it really is.
Exactly. You know, in a time of crisis like this...
Save the iguana.
The community really does.
It's day 5 of the iguana hostage. We'll be back in a moment. What do you want? 94.9 Zeta and the Doors at 9:25. The hostage,
not a hostage.
Iguana crisis continues.
It's an incident.
We go live now to the Southwest Fort Lauderdale. Where... Hello.
Did they rescue the iguana?
Not yet.
Oh.
Just so you know, Channel 6 is on their way. they're going to cover this. It's a big story.
We've spotted the iguana. We have the bucket truck in place. We're about to bring the iguana back into captivity.
Oh.
We're waiting for the crew to come here.
Well, what do I hear? Yeah. You want to capture this event on film if possible.
Yeah, well, actually, the proceedings have paused until the news gets here.
And I'll have you know that I'm staying on the air until the iguana is rescued.
We may have to preempt Kimba.
You know, Paul, when you take these things back out of their natural habitat,
yeah,
they're quite feisty. So,
do you remember this? Do you remember the story from a few years ago when the a team of iguanas that used to be housed at Monkey Jungle, they were on that laundry truck, and
they
escaped on a laundry truck, and they went through the Turnpike Toll Plaza and inhabited one of the little toll booths.
They actually took it over.
Yeah.
Paul, what a sight down here. You got to make it over if you can, because it's like, 50, 100 people out in the front lawn of this guy's house. And he just moved in this weekend.
Yeah.
All the neighbors are like coming out of their house.
Oh, wonderful.
The windows.
We have the address here.
Yeah, send them on down.
Can you describe the scene, Omelet?
It almost looks as if there was a fatality in this house overnight with all the, crazy.
Are there any police activity?
I believe we have a member of the Margate Police Department here.
Margate. And see, they cover anything. You're not in Margate.
Margate's fine.
If you folks want to get out and watch
the incident. The iguana incident.
You take a 95 to State Road 84. Take that eastbound to the first light, which is 15th Avenue. You go right at the 7-Eleven, which is 15th Avenue.
I love that music, by the way.
This is wrong, man. Where's my directions?
What are you doing, buddy?
It says turn right at 15th Avenue, turn right at the 7-Eleven, which is 32nd Street. How many rights are there?
After you turn right at the 15th Avenue, which is 7-Eleven.
Did you give the right directions to Channel 6?
Yes, I did.
It says you did.
Because we don't want their reporter lost.
Right down.
Is Al Warnell out there, Omelet?
No, he has not arrived, but we're awaiting him.
How's the traffic over there?
How's the traffic?
Yeah.
Very slow because it's a very residential street here, and the horrified neighbors are kind of, you know, making the area a little more conducive.
95 to State Road 84 east to the first light, which is 15th Avenue. Turn right to go to Southwest 32nd Avenue and turn right again.
And then you'll see us.
And then you will see the massive crowds. And as soon as our friend... The reason I want six is to, just so we can get this...
captured on video, certainly.
Because it'll be a great moment for everybody. And this is one of those stories that, you know, they'll put... it'll be on the stringers. And
I think they're going to be sending out Hank Tester.
Is he working in the morning?
I believe so, yeah. He'll probably be on the job there. He and Al, they could provide team coverage for us.
How about Sandra Peebles?
Well, she's another good one, isn't she?
I think you know from our little bed race experience, mm-hmm. Right.
She's a very good one.
Omelet?
Paul, we're asking the iguana to come down.
Let me hear the crowd call the iguana down.
Tell him not to use his name.
Paul, we're going to need some more beer and some more ice, too, so send that down.
How many? Did someone show up with beer?
Oh, yeah. People have been bringing various 12-packs by, but I think we're going to need a big supply.
Thanks, Omelet. We'll check back in a minute.
See ya.
Can you imagine that big crowd out there shouting to the iguana, hey, a-hole.
Come down, yeah.
Come down. Neighbors come out. They won't know what's going on.
On a hotline, may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
How are you?
I'm all right. Just want to tell Ron it's amazing how the community gets together for this this great event.
Indeed it is. It's really a time for us all to pull together.
When I first heard the story, I get all choked up.
I know.
And
I
think
easy, big fella.
I think of the children. I think of the children. And what was that?
I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bringing the community closer together. We are the children. Hour three now of the Iguana Crisis. We'll help you guys, man. If you need our help, we're here for you. Paul Castronovo and young Ron Brewer. I'm waiting for Dylan.
It's in my whole life. Hey, you the bigger, better day to save the iguana.
I'm gonna get the Save the Iguana t-shirts. 9:34 now. We're at 800-749-9490.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
I want to save the iguana live. 94.9 State of the Rock Station with Live at 9:39. And Paul and Young Ron here as we continue our... our coverage, hour two of the iguana crisis. A large 4.5-foot iguana is trapped in Rick Colon's Fort Lauderdale yard. He just moved in, and there's over 700 people in his yard. Zeta listeners, Omelet in a bucket truck.
Watching, eagerly awaiting the safe rescue of this reptile.
You know, the people of Argentina, that is one of the staples of their diet.
They eat iguana?
Of course they do.
Huh. I had no idea.
They
how would you prepare an iguana?
You gut cut it.
Oh, you got to like field dress one. Mm-hmm.
You gut cut it, and you with a slice up the nape of the middle of the urine hole, they call it, on an iguana, and you slice upward towards the neck, the nape of the neck, mm-hmm. and you reach in firmly around the buttocks, and you pull the skin away from the.
From the reptile.
You grill it whole that way. The skin hardens, and you can almost use it as a handle.
Really?
Certainly. Guacamole cup. We're at 1-800-749-9490. Hello.
Paulie.
Caller.
How's it going, Ed Liver?
What do you say there, Snappy?
They catch the iguana yet?
No, we're working on it, man. We got team coverage.
You want me to tell you how to get that iguana out of the tree?
Yeah, you know, if you hold a piece of flank steak up there, they come a running.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Flank steak?
Oh, yeah.
Like a skirt steak.
Not a skirt steak. A BB gun.
Yeah, instead of pumping it 10 times, you pump it 5 times, and that'll only stun it.
And then what, it'll fall?
Yeah, well, they don't have...
it'll fall.
Well, maybe they get the fireman out there with a little net.
Oh, the fireman thing.
With the blanket.
Yeah.
It'll work, I'm telling you.
Good tip. Thank you, Doctor.
Go heat.
Right.
I don't know if we need any firearms out there at this point.
Zeta, hi, you're on the air. Well, everybody's got a tip. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, I live on around the area, I guess, where you lost the iguana, because my boyfriend just called me from work and told me to call you guys. I'm half asleep. Do you have an iguana or something?
We have a 4.5-foot iguana at 1545 Southwest 32nd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
And it has not disappeared, ma'am, and as far as we know, there's no you're not in any immediate danger of an iguana attack. The animal is stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
It's probably my iguana.
What do you mean it's your iguana?
Well, I had a cage outside, and it was cold one night, so I brought them in the bathroom, and I left the window open. They went. I had three. I had very large.
How long ago was this, ma'am?
5 months ago.
Ma'am, for purposes of identification, can you tell me the...
No, they're not that. It's a vegetarian.
All right.
They are.
Yeah. So they like tofu hot dogs?
They eat little meats, you know, like chicken and stuff like that, but they're not really meat eaters.
So if he bit Omelette's finger off, he wouldn't swallow it?
No.
He'd just spit it out?
He'd expect it, yeah.
The teeth are just razor sharp. If it bites them, you know, they if you jerk away, that's what cuts you wide open. If they open their mouth back up, they won't slice your finger off.
Well, hell, that'll make for a bigger story. Thank you, sir.
Of course. You know, they love the blood and guts on the TV news.
Have a hectic.
You too.
Wow.
Omelette?
Boy, that made me feel pretty reassured.
All right, where do we stand now?
Well, actually, the truck is moving up just about 5 feet, and then we'll be able to snatch him.
Are you in the bucket right now?
No, I'm just, he's moving the truck, so they don't want anybody.
They're going to drive the truck for a better location.
So you got a couple of minutes?
Yeah, just two or three minutes.
You're listening to live continuing coverage of Iguana Rescue 97, Out on a Limb. You're listening to live coverage of Iguana Rescue 97 on 94.9 Zeta.
We interrupt live coverage, or Mighty Joe Plum, to bring you this live report from Fort Lauderdale. You what?
Do you have an Omelette?
Yes. Not the iguana yet. Oh, man. Grab it.
Omelette's in Fort Lauderdale. He's in a bucket truck. Are you okay? Yeah.
He escaped again.
Oh.
Wait a minute. He's going to fall.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh! Well, he just fell about 20 feet onto another branch.
Is he alive?
Oh.
Is he alive?
Damn it. Paul, some
is
meant to be free.
Is he alive, Omelette?
Yeah, he's very much alive, but I was like a squirrel there.
You almost gave me a heart attack.
Yes, there were some very tense seconds here in the studio, Omelette.
Damn it.
Watch your language.
Paul, seeing that he has dropped, I think it's going to be more possible to capture
More
him.
Possible.
Because, Paul, we're on the tippity top.
All right, come on down, and we're gonna keep on going with continued coverage.
We just have to, Paul. It's just a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes?
Well, you know, there's now thousands have gathered.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we really need to complete this.
CNN is on the way.
Should I take a break?
Take a quick break, and then come back, and we'll have it.
How many minutes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes? How about give me four?
Now bring you continued coverage of Ruptured Iguana Spleen 97 on 94.9 Zeta.
All right, you're back on the air with Omelette in Fort Lauderdale.
Back on the other side?
Omelette, we're back on the air.
We're on the air, Omelette.
What?
Oh, man.
Give us an update. What has happened?
Only if you could, picture this thing. It's running around the tree like a racetrack. Like a squirrel that's gone mad.
There's like no a rabid squirrel.
It's jumping from limb to limb.
If you want me to go up there, my name's Harry.
All right, what about the Peruvian?
This Peruvian, supposed Omelette.
You're in.
Omelette.
Omelette?
Yes.
What about this Peruvian that came out of nowhere that's attempting to rescue the reptile?
He's got some jungle-like qualities, and he's just like, he's shimmying right up the tree, hugging the thing, and went up like 75 feet.
And jeez, I wish I could be there for
that
this
guy
wonderful
can climb.
It's really awesome, and this guy's got dirt covered all over his face. Sweating like a mad dog, and he's got a beer in his back pocket.
Now, the Peruvians, they like the beer. He attempted to. I heard you earlier when we were in our break. He attempted to shake it down.
Hey, everybody, let's hear it for the Peruvian guy.
He's a local hero.
Hundreds have gathered in the community.
All right, now how close are you to this? Because we're 15 minutes into the Kimba program. I mean, it's almost time for the all request lunch, for crying out loud. What do you stand so far? I mean, you know. Grego's into his third topic already.
All right, let's not take
sorry.
Shots.
Hey, Paul, let me just mention right now that I'll be at Blockbuster on Thursday night.
He's doing liner cards for us.
Do I need to play a Zeppelin tune or what?
A little open mic night.
Let's focus on the situation at hand.
We'll come back and we'll get the iguana.
You keep doing this to me. You're listening to 94.9 Zeta.
It's been a heartbreaking morning.
WZTA, I mean, Miami Beach.
1 minute we're up, the next minute we're down.
Yeah. Who's this guy Harry and what is his role?
He's listening to the replay.
Omelette!
Yeah.
Who is Harry?
Hey, Harry. What's up, Harry? Harry, talk to him. Hey.
I heard you earlier say that you could get the iguana yourself. What would your tactic be?
I can get him. I can just reach up there and just grab a hold of him.
Well, good.
He gets me close enough in a bucket truck.
And how close are you from the iguana now?
I'm about 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 50 feet. All right. Well, we'll take a break. Come back and get that sucker, won't you?
Oh, yeah. No problem there, boss.
All right. Hold on, sir.
You are listening to the Omelet Radio Podcast on omeletradio.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.